Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF and in Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
I'm John Batchelor, and this is Pack Watch with Jeff Bliss, Pacific Watch himself. And we begin with, surprise, the recall in California suddenly has drama because it's not about Gavin Newsom. It's not about the Republican Party. It's about a former Decathlon, well, always Decathlon, Bruce Jenner, who is now Caitlyn Jenner. And Jeff has brought to my attention a spectacular new advertisement for television. It looks expensively made. I know that buying television time in California is enormously expensive. We can presume this is going to have a life in social media. Jeff, a very good evening to you. The Caitlyn Jenner ad is a surprise to those of us who have not paid attention to the story. Caitlyn Jenner is world famous. At the same time, this ad is made by someone who has serious political intentions to lift up California from the malaise, the troubles, the turmoil, the upset, choose one, of this last year. You're a Californian. How do you measure this? Are you surprised? Does this look to you to be something that will catch the attention of those who will bother to go out to the recall vote? Good evening to you, Jeff.
Good evening, John. I have to admit that I was ready for something silly, something that was playing up more to his connections with the Kardashians and reality TV. But it really is a phenomenal political ad. It doesn't matter what party you belong to or how you feel about Caitlyn Jenner as a candidate. It really is superbly done. The production values in it are amazing. The monologue that Caitlyn Jenner, speaks throughout is so well written. I mean, it's really a great bit of poetry and prose, I guess you call it. But the images on this video, on this ad, are really big sellers because it compares and contrasts what California could be and what it is right now. So you've got the beaches and the mountains and the trees and the, you know, families and, you know, racial harmony and all these other great things going on. And then against the backdrop in some places of, you know, huge homeless encampments, of problems with, you know, squalor in the cities and some of the other social problems that California is dealing with. And so Caitlyn Jenner points out in the ad, or the ad points out, hey, you know, I came here all these years ago to be a star, to be this great decathlete, and then to be a TV movie star. And the dream that I came for has been eroding ever since. And so I'm here, and this is what Caitlyn Jenner says about herself. She says, I'm here as a compassionate disruptor. I want to change things.
Two images come to mind when I'm listening to you very carefully analyze the ad. I think it's about 2 minutes. It's not short, but you watch the whole thing because you're waiting for the payoff. Two images. One is when Caitlyn was Bruce Jenner winning the decathlete in the Olympics. A vividly muscular young person at the full height of his power at the time. That image comes to mind. And then the other image, just a glimpse of the French Laundry dinner. Jeff, that French Laundry dinner, that is a gravestone on a politician. I every time I see it, I think, how can he survive this? I really don't know how Newsom can overcome that image. He's never explained it. He's just apologized for it. Nobody trusts that. So when you put the decathlete next to the French Laundry, what you have clearly is someone who worked his whole life and now her whole life is working for California is the approach. And the other person looks like, Jeff, I don't know what he looks like. He looks like, you once said that he's thought of as the mayor of Marin County. Is that good enough?
That's what some people have called him. There are a lot of names that get thrown around when you're talking about Gavin Newsom. He's certainly been viewed for a long time as the good-looking rich kid from the Bay Area with people behind him that have even more money. So you have the Gettys, you have the Pelosis and others who have, you know, hundreds of millions, if not billions in some cases, behind him. And the contrast that Jenner's putting out there is that, hey, look, you know, I may have done these things in my life. I may have had these accomplishments, but I have the same aspirations you do for this state. And that's why I'm running. I want to make those a reality again for everybody. And Caitlyn Jenner goes through this whole list where she says, you know, talks about people's color or their backgrounds or, you know, their orientations or, you know, whatever it is that they could touch on. And says, I'm here for you, whether you're a Democrat or Republican. And, you know, what really got me, aside from the production values and the message that she brings forth, is that she's very serious. It's not a lighthearted video. You watch that video and you think to yourself, this is somebody who's serious about this. This is not one of those fly-by-night things.
Right.
Somebody has actually been taking lessons and saying, this is the right way to approach this.
Is Gavin Newsom up on television, Jeff? Have you seen anything?
I have not seen Governor Newsom on TV for probably a week when he was kind of going around the state and trying to get people excited about things opening up.
So he's not advertising. He doesn't have a campaign launch that you can see on TV or video.
Not at all. As a matter of fact, you know, his response to the recall being verified and approved has been pretty nominal. It's, you know, most of the noise about Gavin Newsom or supporting Gavin Newsom has been coming from Democrats, whether it's been Pelosi or Kamala Harris or a raft of other big-name Democrats. It really hasn't been coming from him so far.
All right, let's look to what we have from your reporting. And the San Francisco Chronicle says that the California Democrats oppose Newsom's recall. So finally, the party's getting organized. Jeff, do we have a date yet for what the big showdown?
Every time we ask that question, we talk about it, I kind of chuckle because it seems so California that, you know, we've had this coming at us for so long and now we're just so laid back and it's kind of like, whenever, dude, we'll get to it. But, you know, the truth is this election is in the hands of the Democratic Party of
right.
Newsom and his allies. So they're going to make it the best time for him that they can. And I don't think they have that figured out yet.
That would be March 5th, 2080, wouldn't it? Something like that. All right. Now, they're closing ranks around him, says the Chronicle. The state workers are backing him. Gosh, Jeff, this is dog scratches dog here. I mean, this is the state workers are gathered. They couldn't stop this. The Democratic Party couldn't stop this. The Republicans don't seem to be part of this equation. Do the Republicans have a candidate that they've talked about, whom they've talked about?
Well, in addition to Jenner, who really didn't announce until the end of April, they've had two other front runners. There are several people they're talking about, but the two front runners have been Kevin Faulkner, who was the former mayor of San Diego, Republican mayor, and a guy who had opposed Newsom's policies throughout the pandemic. And the other is John Cox, who is an attorney. He ran against Newsom before and lost badly. But it's interesting. He also has an ad out now where he's walking side by side for real. It's not computer generated with a 1,000-pound bear. And, so that's the image he's putting out that I'm a strong Californian and we're going to return California to its strong position again. You haven't really seen anything from Faulkner aside from appearances on TV news programs, but the two big ads again have been Jenner and Cox.
We will come to recall when they give us a date, if they give us a date. The fire season, we've talked about how dry everything is, the drought. And the last time I asked you, you said it's time to get worried. Is this early for fires, Jeff? May?
Normally, traditionally, it is early, but we've been seeing the fire season, you know, creep up or, you know, go earlier every year. And right now we've got red flag warnings up in the Northern Bay Area, up Northern San Francisco Bay Area. So there's a lot of concern up there. When you get to red flag, that means probably a fire is imminent unless something good comes along, unless the winds die down, cool weather or rain comes. But that's not in the forecast. As a matter of fact, we've been looking at increasingly warm temperatures throughout California this past week or two. And, of course, the worry is when you have that and you have drought conditions, you have dried vegetation, and when the winds pick up, that's when you're in trouble.
I've been taught, this is by PERC, Property Environmental Research Center, I've been taught that one way to manage the forest is to rid it of the fuel, the underbrush, that becomes the fuel for the big fires. Has that happened in the last year after those catastrophic fires last year and the year before?
Not that I'm aware of. And, you know, it's a practice that it goes back to even before, you know, the white man came to California. The natives in the area, they would do that. They would do controlled burns in certain areas to keep that from creating problems for them. And it's been a practice. It's been in practice for hundreds of years here in California. But there's been strict opposition, big time opposition, because you have some people that are against it because of what it does to air quality. And then you have other people say, wait a minute, that's not natural. You're burning out the land. And really those are extreme environmentalist positions that are hurting a lot of people.
Where is Shelter Valley? Southern Fire near Shelter Valley is the headline in San Diego. Is that near residences?
It's more out in the rural area. There are some areas out there that are inhabited. It's not very, very, it's not very crowded, but it's along the Anza Borrego Desert out there. And there's always a concern that that can move into areas that are inhabited. But right now, I think they're more concerned about that going through, you know, the wildlife areas. And so they want to knock it down as soon as they can. But, you know, it doesn't have to just be a fire in an area that's inhabited. It could be a fire that's in a wilderness area, but then it jumps and becomes something much larger. And we've talked about that over the past years, where something that started small out in the high desert or up in the mountains turned into a massive conflagration that moved into a town or burned out a city.
You sent me photographs by a Getty photographer, Justin Sullivan, of Lake Oroville. And it looks like a model set, all the boats crowded in what's left of the water, drying out, surrounded by gorgeous forest. Was all that bare land covered by water at some point, Jeff? Is that how low the water crest was? The water all the way up to the trees?
Indeed, and as you point out, when you look at it from that aerial shot several thousand feet above, these boats look like they're sitting in a channel or in a canal because it's become so narrowed by the evaporation and the draining of these areas. And usually that's a large body of water. You know, Oroville's a pretty good size bit of water there. And that's something you see throughout the state happening right now. As the water levels drop, the navigable areas get, you know, smaller, and the areas to have recreation get smaller. But again, the biggest worry is what's going to happen with the fires.
Jeff Bliss, he is Pacific Watch. I'm John Batchelor.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF, and in Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.